Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, tomorrow is primary election day in Missouri, and you need to get out and vote. As I said a minute ago, Paul Barry III on the phone with us right now, running for St. Louis County Executive, is a Republican. Paul, how are you?
Good morning, 97.1 Nation. Doing great, Mark.
Good, man. It was good to see you at the Back the Blue rally a couple weeks ago. And, Paul, there's a lot at stake in this election. Tell me why you're running.
Well, I'm running because we got to get back to freedom. 2018, obviously, we saw that Steve Singer went to jail. And I think that the people in St. Louis County now realize that your county executive actually means more to you on your day-to-day than your governor or even your president of the United States.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I hope they realize that. We also see a county council that has basically ceded all of its power to the county executive, who can do whatever he wants with $180 million in federal funds.
Well, not just that. Let's talk about how we got Dr. Sam Page in the first place. After my election and Steve Singer went to jail, the county council voted, and unfortunately our three Republicans actually voted to install Sam Page. And I think they're having a little bit of buyer's remorse, and I understand why there's a lot of angst. But can I just throw another, I guess, level at this day? I don't think it's being considered.
Sure.
So there is definitely a push by many to ask Republicans to vote for Mark Montevani, okay? And without even discussing the fact that Mark stated that he converted to liberalism and him not supporting most of the conservative agenda, what happens if Sam Page loses on August 4th? What happens August 5th? Does Sam Page become county executive that day? No.
Well, he's still county executive.
Well, he'll serve until January of 2021.
Right.
So do you think that as Sam Page as a lame duck county executive is going to get better? Or is it better to have Sam Page as a candidate where he has to have the, I guess, the anvil of a political election hanging over his head? I'm telling you, you know, I've sort of listened to some of the different shows, and I understand why people need Sam Page gone. But, you know, honestly, out of all the county executive campaigns and talking heads, I'm the only guy that's ever ran a general election campaign for county executive. The bottom line is this. We have to get back to respecting two types of health, personal health and fiscal health. And when I look at what Sam Page has done, you know, he has rolled out this aid just in a way that's almost timed to his campaign. You know, we knew these kids were going back to school, and Sam Page holds a press conference on a Sunday talking about how he bought hotspots for the kids. Shouldn't that have been made clear to the districts? Do we not know that we have school kids that need these things? You know, this entire process from what Sam Page has done and, quite frankly, what the media has done is absolutely asinine. You know, I have people that contact me that tell me that, Paul, I didn't know you were running for county executive. Well, there's been sort of a media ghost on my campaign, and, you know, well, there's a lot of – yeah, go ahead.
You know, no, I'll just say, I mean, I've consistently told people that you're running for county executive as a Republican, and that no matter what they do tomorrow, they should vote for you in November. I mean, I've always maintained that. I've just, you know, I'm one of those that have suggested that Montevani might be an alternative to Page just because of his policies on school and the like. Paul, buddy, I tell you what, good luck tomorrow. I'm out of time here, but I appreciate spending some time with you this morning, and we'll get you on again leading up to the general.
I do appreciate that. In 97.1 Nation, keep fighting for your conservative shows. There's very few left, and Mark Cox, he's one of the good guys. So
all right, buddy.
Guys.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Quick break here. We got Rodney Boyd on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.